Today we're having our first conversation with one of our very faithful parishioners named June. And June's a very special lady. It's very obvious that she loves the church. And one of the interesting things I find about June and maybe her journey to embrace Orthodoxy and to become Orthodox is that a lot of people are coming to the church maybe during college, out of their college years, maybe as a young adult, maybe in their middle age. June is one of our golden girls. She has come to the church later in life. I mean, she still has a lot of energy and a lot of vigor, but at a time in life when people are usually settled into their church and their community, what they believe, June was making maybe a very perilous journey and starting something in ways new for her, but I think also in ways coming back home. So June, we're just going to have a conversation. What was it that brought you to Orthodoxy? What made you drawn in the beginning?
Well, I'm originally from Church of Christ, as you know. But what's interesting is there was a time, quite a time in my life when I didn't go at all. And I just don't know why I didn't go. Well, there were several reasons I didn't go, but it was quite a period that I didn't go. And then one day, my son, who is now 37, he came home and he says, "Mom, guess where I've been today?" And I'm not going to say, you know, where. I thought about it and I said, "Okay, tell me." And he said, "I've been over to talk to Father at St. George Orthodox." I said, "Pardon me? Why?" "Mom, I've been doing a lot of research." He said, "And I've done a lot of research on different religions," and he said, "Orthodox is the one." He said, "It's for real." And Orthodox, of course, the word hit me right away. Orthodox. I said, "How do you like it?" "Yes, Mom." He said, "I had a long talk with Father." So after that, I don't know what he was doing because he wasn't, you know, keeping me informed. But one time he came home and he said, "Mom, Father suggested maybe you'd like to come to class on Wednesday night." That's what I said.
Right, one of our Wednesday classes.
And I said, "Oh, what kind of a class?" He said, "Well, right now, I think he was studying, I don't remember what he was studying, right? It was out of the Bible. I mean, it was a Bible because we took our Bibles and you'd ask questions, et cetera."
I think it was the Gospel of John. Is that right?
I don't remember right now. It's a minute. But it was in the Bible, so I felt, oh, they go by the Bible. Okay. So I went, and then one time Father said to me, "Would you like to go upstairs and see the church?" And I said, "Oh, yes, I would." So when I walked in, it was like a different world to me. It was like I was coming home. Because originally when I was little, I was Catholic. That was because that's what my stepmother was. And so I just felt so comfortable. So then Father said to me, "Why don't you come to Vespers on Saturday night? You might enjoy that." I don't know if the word enjoy, but anyway, that's what we said. And I think it was sort of after that that I started saying that's what I wanted to do.
Do you remember, I don't know what it was that
I just felt
drew you? You felt at home.
And then one Sunday, because you always have coffee downstairs, one Sunday we went down to coffee. And everyone treated me like I'd been there all the time. I mean, they were friendly. You know, want to talk to me. I felt at home right away.
We have a very friendly parish, that's for sure.
I just, you know, I'm a person who, I don't ease up to people easily. I stand back. I don't get in with the people right away. And so that's, I think, what really, it was just the whole situation.
Now I remember one Holy Week, you know, the week right before Easter, right before Pascha, is the busiest week of the year. for me. We have services two, sometimes three times a day, and it was maybe 3 years ago, and it's usually every year, where I remember distinctly that you were there for every service, except for Agape Vespers. That's the Vespers after Easter. We had the egg hunt with the kids. We read the gospel in the different languages. You were exhausted, but you were there for every service. You were in church as much as I was. And I'd imagine that the way that Orthodox pray and worship is very different from where you spent so many decades in the Church of Christ.
Yes, yes.
And I know that, I mean, even during the weekday services, on Wednesday evenings you're here. You come in the mornings, on Monday evenings when there's two or three of us.
I have advocate.
Right.
You're here. I have advocate.
How, what's the difference? What draws you to those services?
Because when I come here, I feel comfortable. I feel relaxed. I enjoy advocate. If I had a good voice, I'd sing louder. I just feel at home.
You feel at home.
I feel better. I can come in and be hurting, like, you know, all over. And like I told you, one night my shoulders were really, with the arthritis, were really bothering me. But by the time I got through Athakista, one of the things, you know, making the sign of the cross, mm-hmm. I felt better. Right. And you said that was Orthodox.
Calisthenics.
Yes.
Right, right. So you just feel at home. I mean, has it changed your relationship with Christ? I mean, do you feel...
Oh, I feel like I have... When I get up in the morning, I've got one of the... it's not a real icon, but I think probably cut it off one of the... I get that word, the Word magazine.
Right, right.
And I may have cut it off there, but I've got it taped up on the wall. When I get up in the morning, he's the one I see, and I'll say good morning to him.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So you feel...
See, and another thing, too, shortly after I'd had chrismation and all that, it'll be 2 years ago in this May.
Right, 2 years.
May 23rd. Shortly after I had chrismation, Bishop Basil came. Mm-hmm. And as I talked about the other night, Bishop Basil is a... fantastic person.
He is.
He is. He's a person that I just want to go up and give him a hug, and I know I can't do that.
You can. Okay.
I don't.
Anyway.
What would he do if I did?
He'd hug you back, probably.
I know. He is just delightful. But anyway, he had in his sermon, he started talking about icons, and he said, it's really, I love the icons. And he said, I was in the Church of Christ the other day, and he said, you know, I looked around, and the walls were all white. It was just like he was talking to me. Mm-hmm. And that impressed me so much. I mean, no one else would understand, mm-hmm. but that really impressed me. And that's why I asked you the other evening if you had told him that I was Church of Christ. It was just like he was talking to me.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Oh, so many things have happened to me that I know it really makes me a better believer. Mm-hmm. It really does. A lot of things have happened. I mean, just little things, but...
Like what? Can you share one or two? Do you have any on... I'm
you
sorry
know,
I surprised you with this.
No, yeah. If I think of it, I'll let you know, but
okay.
There's been, you know, several occasions when something's come up and... And I know it wasn't just coincidence. So many people say, oh, that's just coincidence. Oh, I knew this wasn't.
There's no such thing.
That's true. Very true. That's another thing that with the Orthodox, because I love the word Orthodox, because if someone asks me, what is my religion, I'll say, I'm Orthodox. It's just like I want to say, this is real. Orthodox means real. Mm-hmm. I'm happy I'm here.
We're happy you're here.
Thank you.
Would you give any I don't know, advice, if someone was interested, what kind of advice would you have?
First of all, I would say, think about it. It's Orthodox. That'd be the first thing I would tell them. I think I told you that right after I really joined for sure, I went to see some friends of mine, and because I wanted to let them know I was not going to go to Church of Christ anymore. And one person said, "You mean that old Greek church down there?" I said, "Excuse me." I said, "That's not Greek." I said, "That's Orthodox." And that was the end of the conversation. I mean, they weren't going to argue with me. I could tell that. I said, "Sometime you and I'll have to sit down and have a long talk."
Right.
But anyway, I do feel better.
Great. Any parting thoughts? Anything that...
What would I say to someone other than Orthodox? I think I would explain to them what a friendly situation it is. I really would, because so many churches you go in, as this girl was, I was telling about those 13 different steps, this girl was saying that, you know, she'd go in some church and they wouldn't even speak to her, you know. And other churches you go in and people are nice to you, but she felt like they didn't mean it, you know. But like I said, I came in here and I just felt at home. So
it's very much a family.
Yes.
It is.
Oh, yes. And it's neat because you have the email, and I know if I email you, you know, I'll get an answer. You know?
All right. Well, thanks for sharing. What-